The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
There's been global outrage over the past couple of weeks about Grok AI allowing people to nudify images, and those images could be of adults or children. Can governments tame this kind of activity and control it? Well, I'm joined now in studio by Mick Moran, CEO of the Irish Internet Hotline and a former Garda himself. Mick, good morning and welcome.
Morning, Pat. How are you?
Now, the government is announcing new measures to curb the use of AI. There'll be certain elements of AI that uses that will not be permitted. I don't see anything about Grok AI in the list.
No, that AI Act is a kind of a higher reach in the sense of stopping governments having overreach, stuff around scraping too many images or using it to remotely identify people.
Racial profiling and stuff like that.
Now, there is an angle in it there around exploiting vulnerability. So you could argue that perhaps children are the most vulnerable and therefore allowing any sort of nudification or bikinification of images of children would be. Yeah. But
it's
not specific enough. And it has to be said that Grok, like, it's been out there that Grok has been producing industrial levels of CSAM. That's not true. And there are safeguards in place on the Grok engine. Now, I'm not for a second speaking up for Grok, because Grok is not covering itself in glory in how it's responding to this and other issues along the way. The bigger issue here is the kind of bikinification and nudification apps. Like, we would have argued for years now that nudification apps should not exist in the real world. What Grok has done is taken that nudification capability and put it into everyday hands through an app. Now, that being said, those apps have existed. We have said they shouldn't exist. So there's a starting point for any government that wants to make a difference.
Now, that kind of technology can be used quite legitimately. For example, you want to buy something online and you can post an image of yourself and put yourself wearing a suit or a shirt or whatever
it is. But the other way. The other way is an attack on personal integrity. It's an attack on the human psyche, and it causes all sorts of harm.
Now, you make the point that nothing in Irish law at the moment forbids what's happening.
No.
It cannot be prosecuted, therefore.
Well, now, you see, there comes the nuance. So under the COCO's law, of course, where somebody shares an image of you that has been nudified or has been bikinified, then there's absolutely a case to answer for that person who shares that image. But to produce it is not a problem.
So you could have paedophiles generating this material, which is illegal, by the way, to possess, but it has to be...
No, you see, again, it's not illegal to possess. So now we're into this, nakedness is not illegal. Nakedness has never been illegal.
Okay.
A child involved in a sex act or a concentration on the anal or genital region of the child, that's illegal. Absolutely.
And of course, there are reasons for this, that within families you take a picture of the bonny baby, da-da-da.
Of course. So a straight nude picture of a child is not illegal.
It's
under any law,
in some way sexually orientated.
Correct. It has to be, and of course we're back to context. So moving away from the CSAM, we have to move away from CSAM, because Grok itself, none of the mainstream sites will ever allow CSAM on their sites. They'll never allow their AI engines to produce CSAM. Now, and it's a very important point to make that all AI engines can produce CSAM if they're properly trained on CSAM. They can produce CSAM. So they can produce this, whether they're stopping it, whether they're building in safeguards, whether they're building in safety by design, and they're ensuring that it's not. And absolutely they are. All the mainstream AI engines will not allow you to produce CSAM, and most of them, the vast majority of them, including Grok, will not allow you to produce nude photos.
Okay, so this current situation where... these images are capable of being generated by, I mean, the individuals themselves are doing this. I mean, Grok is not telling anyone to do it. They're making it possible to do it. So how do we control this? How do we eliminate it?
Well, you can simply ask or force the companies into putting in extra safeguards. So the nudify apps that exist and the nudify capability on AIs should be made illegal. And if that happens, then nudify apps are now off the market.
Yeah.
The app store won't carry them. You will still have them out there. You will still have certain individuals who might sideload them, if you like. But
they'd be hard to get.
Yes, you're knocking it on the head. You're knocking it on the head, and you're putting barriers in place. But until that happens, Nudify apps are just a part of everyday life, and that touches on then, you know, revenge pornography. It touches on use in an abuse situation, coercive control, stuff like that, general gender-based violence. And there is a discussion ongoing here in Ireland around pornography itself and different types of pornography. For example, violent pornography and its role in gender-based violence. For example, non-consensual choking, slapping during sex, spitting during sex. All of this stuff which features in very high level in mainstream commercial pornography. That discussion also now must include this idea of nudification and the ease with which you can take a picture of anyone you know and make her nude.
Now, the question finally is about mobile phones and their access of 10-year-olds to those phones.
Yeah, of this has to be seen in light of the recent trend, which has seen smartphones with 24/7 access being given to children for their communion. Do you know what I mean? Children under 10, 6, 7 years of age with full, whole access to the internet is just a no-brainer. It just should not be happening.
Mick Moran, CEO of the Irish Internet Hotline, former guard himself, thank you very much for joining us. Now the news and Shane Beattie.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.